Time to talk some Maine Black Bear hockey. The only man almost as smooth as Marvin Gaye. He's voice of the Black Bears, John Shields. Hello, John.
I thought you were going to say Mike Toole. Almost as smooth as Mike Toole. That's what I thought you were going to say.
Well, listen to that. That's a whole other universe of cool there. We know that because Mike was in studio with us yesterday.
I know. And he told me to make sure that I, validate everything he said.
Listen, no, I want different perspectives. You may see some things in a way that Mike did not perceive. Because, he's older and tends to skew things differently, as us older guys do.
Older, wiser, all that good stuff.
Sure, absolutely. Well, before we talk about this weekend, let's go back briefly to last weekend. And wow, what a weekend for the Black Bears and the Alfond rocking like it was 1999.
Yeah. No doubt about it. Rich, give me 10 seconds. Hold on 1 second.
Sure. Oh. John's solving a problem here.
Yeah,
this is some... John is actually working as a tour guide at the Alfond, helping people find their way to the restrooms.
I'm so sorry.
No, that... Yeah. Listen, that's live radio. That was great. You couldn't plan something as fun as that.
Unfortunately, I'm leaving one of my coworkers... off on a mission on their own, but they'll be fine.
Oh, that what could go wrong?
Yes, last weekend was great. Almost 2 sellouts at Alfond Arena and a couple of wins over Boston College. And Maine now has swept Vermont, Providence, and Boston College on the season. Just amazing to see what this team has done this year. And that's 3 wins in a row against BC. So very impressive weekend last weekend for the Black Bears.
And a terrific unbeaten streak for the Black Bears as they head into the games with UMass. But the Minutemen playing better hockey like a lot of teams are here late in the season. What are a couple of keys that both you and Coach Barr have identified?
Well, they need to stay out of the penalty box. I know we say that every week, and sometimes these things are repeated because they're important. But UMass is very good on the power play. While they've struggled this year, they do have a top 10 power play in the country. So if you give them the advantage, they have a tendency to capitalize on it. And it's a team with a lot of talent. Their wins and losses might not be what you would have expected in the preseason, but it's a team that has a lot of talent, and I don't doubt that next year they'll be right back at the top of Hockey East. So you can't give them any extra opportunities on the power play tonight. That's key number one with a star next to it.
All right. Well, what's key number two?
Key number two, for Maine, they need to continue to capitalize when they get those power play opportunities. Throughout this year, Maine has struggled on the power play, but as of late, they've been doing well. They've been moving their feet, moving the puck well with the man advantage. So I think the flip side is for Maine, when they do get a power play opportunity, it's going to be critical that they find a way to put a puck in the back of the net, because that's going to benefit them and help them try to win both these games this weekend, which they want to do to help out with their playoff picture.
So I know there are a lot of options as to who Maine could meet in the first round of the Hockey East playoffs. Are you able to narrow it down a little bit for us?
Well, who they're going to meet, I think, is still that's up in the air a little bit right now. But what is going to happen is not as up in the air. So basically, at this point, the bottom 3 seeds in the league are locked in. UMass could. If UMass gets a couple of wins this weekend, they could potentially push themselves into 9th place. But Maine has put themselves in a position where, at the worst, and I say this at the worst, Maine is going to host an opening round game on Wednesday night. The Black Bears are going to finish 6th, 7th, or 8th. They can't fall lower than that. So the 6th, 7th, 8th seed host an opening round game on Wednesday. There is a possibility where Maine could finish 5th, and that would be a bye on Wednesday night. So if Maine is able to sweep UMass here this weekend and UMass Lowell gets swept by Northeastern, then Maine could end up in 5th place. So that's what it's looking at. If Maine finishes in 6th place, if the Black Bears are just on that 6th place spot, which is where they are right now, they would welcome in Vermont here for a one game matchup on Wednesday night, because the Catamounts are locked into the 11th position. They can't move up at all. They have one more game, but they're the 11th seed in the Hockey East standings this year. So it could be Vermont. If Maine wins a game, loses a game this weekend, they could fall to eighth and maybe welcome in New Hampshire, who's going to finish in 10th place. So those are kind of what we're looking at right there. I think it's either going to be Vermont or New Hampshire coming to the Alphond, or if things go Maine's way, if they can pick up these wins, if Northeastern can help out the Black Bears, Maine could potentially have a bye on Wednesday night and get a chance to take some rest and then go on the road on Saturday and take on the fourth seed.
All right, so a lot at stake this weekend, obviously, for the Black Bears. Before we let you go, John, just you've been doing this for a while, and in the early days were some, well, suffice it to say, lean years for Maine hockey. How much fun is it to be doing games in the environment you experienced last weekend?
Oh, this is amazing. This is great. It reminded me of, you know, not going back too far, but a disappointing ending was Jeremy Swayman's final game. I mean, he had a shutout that night. Maine won 1-0 on senior night. Mitch Fossier scored the only goal in that game to beat Providence 1-0, and the Black Bears locked up the fourth seed. They were going to host a quarterfinal round against UConn, and then the season was canceled. The postseason was canceled because of COVID,
right,
and the pandemic. So that night when Jeremy made 50 saves and they won on senior night, I had to stand on the bench to see over all the fans so I could call the last couple minutes of the game. Our bench on press row where we sit, I had to stand up and hold on to Larry Mahoney's shoulder so I could see. And it was actually the same thing. I had to do that Saturday night late in the game against Boston College as well. It was a packed house. They were all on their feet. Nobody was sitting down anymore. So it was awesome, and it's a great atmosphere. This is, you know, the best place to watch college hockey in the country is in Orono, and the Black Bear fans proved it again last Saturday.
That's great. I'd be more impressed if you were on Larry's shoulders, but yeah, we'll take leaning on him. That's fine.
Well, you know, I don't want to injure him. I need him.
John, we appreciate it. I know you've got to go do something far more important than talk to guys on radio, but we'll be listening tonight and this weekend as the Black Bears play UMass. Thanks, as always, for making time for us.
Thank you, Rich. Talk to you later.
You got it. John Shields,
bye.
Voice of the Black Bears. Our Black Bear reports, well, they're brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Call Mike Toole. Yes, that Mike Toole. At 307-7718, 307-7718. And Bennett Auto Center at 24 Thatcher Street in Bangor, where they have everything from oil changes to engine jobs from experienced local people you can trust. Well, you can find them online, too, at BennettAutoCenter.com.